9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Share America. Happy Friday, everybody. Man, all kinds of cool stuff going on today. We got Elk City Livestock Auction is in full swing with the cows at this present second. And they're expecting, what did I see? What did she tell me? Hang on. I was just looking at that. Looks like, went away. Where did it go? There it is. 1,522 on the yard, and they're still billing in more. People are bringing in. I went in there early this morning, dropped off a bull and a heifer, and timely. They got me in and out, and very timely. Then I was going to eat with Cousin Kay breakfast, and then I decided that the Charlet King, Scotty from Reed America, was probably over there at Poppy's, so I slipped over there. Sure enough, there him and his brother was. They were sitting there talking about it and then talking about everything, so they were there. And then I went out and checked the calves were weaning here west of Elk. They're looking wayno. Everything's good. Just water and peanuts. Just a wonderful Friday. Everything's good. Let's check out some temperatures real quick before we get into the show. Bear with me a second here. I had it up. There she is. Uh-oh. Why will it not come up? Uh-oh. I think my computer's down. Yikes. Uh-oh. Well, I don't know. Hang on here. I got to switch deal. My computer's acting up here. I'll get it up here really quick. Nope. I won't get it up really quick. Bear with me. I apologize. This thing was up as I would come in. Uh-oh. My, this is going to be a long show. Ah, I got it. I was getting nervous there for a second. 87 at Hollis, capital of Harmon County. Mangum, capital of Greer County, 85 degrees. 84 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. 86 at Arnett. 88 at Beaver. 86 at the May Ranch. 89 at Woodward. Looks like, Tipton is the hot spot in the whole state of Oklahoma right now at 91 degrees out here in the panhandle of Texas, 87 at Lipscomb, 82 at McLean, 88 at Wellington, and 88 at Odell and Stinnett. You're 85 degrees. Okay. So what do you guys think about the whole mess with Crackle Barrel changing their logo? 580-225-9697. I'd love to hear some of your comments. I know it doesn't have a lot to do with agriculture, but it's just, I'm so glad I'm 63 and I probably won't be get to see what's going on here in about 2050 or 2060. It's just crazy what's going on with that. And they, I mean, if we didn't have social media and iPhones and really fast computers, would anybody even notice that they changed their logo at the Crackle Barrel restaurants? I mean, Bud Light, they came out with the, they went a little overboard. They had their new person to represent Bud Light. Anyway, the person that has trouble identifying what sex they are doing that. So that was a little different. Target changed their little deal up. You know, nobody ever said anything to Walmart when they added that little yellow sun emblem or whatever they call that emblem there to their deal. And so it just It's just a crazy world we live in. And let's see here. Oh, well, remember, you guys need to go check out, if you get the Beef Daily email, you need to go check it out. If not, go to VACHolster.com, VACHolster.com. They came out with a hands-free vaccine gun holster. I think it's the coolest thing ever. And you talk about, because how many people lay their syringes and their vaccine guns and stuff, lay it down, get another calf in and trying to remember where they're at. This thing here will always be on your side. It's really cool. So I'm going to read you up a little bit on that. Just in time for fall processing, VACHolster, a livestock management innovation company, has introduced a rugged, hands-free vaccine gun holster designed to help ranchers work faster, safer, and more efficiently. Built to withstand harsh ranch conditions, the VACHolster keeps vaccine guns secure, clean, and within easy reach, reducing stress, preventing contamination, and improving animal handling safety. Ranchers are tired of searching for where they last set down their syringe or trying to figure out which they can set down their syringe to free their hands for other jobs, said Seth Davis, founder of VACHolster. We built the VACHolster to solve the problem. It's a tool that keeps your vaccine gun exactly where your hands expect it to be. And as a bonus, it helps protect the potential of your, or not potential, but the potency of your vaccine, reduces needle stick risk, and improves cattle handling speeds up to 20%. Designed with heavy-duty materials and a ranch-proof build, the VACHolster custom fits your vaccine gun and you by eliminating the need to set syringes down between uses. Ranchers can speed up vaccination while keeping vaccines protected from the sunlight, dirt, and damage. Key benefits: keep your hands back. It frees your hands for all other jobs with confidence that your syringe will be there when you reach for it, whether you rope or drag or work them through a chute. It works faster, no more setting syringes down. It reduces stress on livestock. Shorter livestock handling time equals less stress on you and your livestock. It protects the vaccine, reduces exposure to sunlight, dust, and damage. Works safer. You don't stick yourself with a needle or whatever you got, or break one off. Fits you, wears right on the right or left side. I want to see somebody pulling calves with one on each side. I think that'd be pretty cool. Since its launch, VACHolster has been used on more than 10,000 head of cattle and 6,000 calves. It's been worn for hundreds of miles on horseback, four-wheelers, and in pickup trucks. Ranchers praise it its durability, comfort, and time-saving functionality. You very handy and be able to have hands free and still have syringes within your grasp. What one of the ranchers in Iowa said. VACHolster.com. I just wanted to share that with you guys because I know I see a lot of chaos sometimes going on with those vaccine guns and stuff. So you can have one on each side. Then you'll have to just remember what's in what on that deal, huh? All right, let's see what happened in our big world of agriculture overnight. I got the cotton mouth going on today. I didn't take my pill. Wheat futures were modestly lower in overnight trading after a government report indicated signs of weak demand for U.S. supply. Yesterday, they had a big demand for U.S. supply, so 24 hours makes a difference. Sales of U.S. wheat to overseas buyers dropped 28% to 519,800 metric tons, according to the USDA. That's down almost 25% from the prior four-week average. Mexico brought 119,000 tons, South Korea 90,000 tons, a John Doe country bought 80,400 tons, Thailand purchased 66,000, and South Africa bought 51,000 tons. Exports for the wheat, however, was up 6% to 360,000 tons. Steel losses were mitigated at the USDA. Data showed accumulated exports of U.S. wheat since the start of the grain markets. Grains marketing year on June 1st was up 7% year over year to 4.62 million metric tons. Corn and soybeans were a little changed overnight after the U.S. drought monitor said conditions worsened in some areas, but were still overly very favorable for what's going on. And we're going to go over day four of the pro crop tour that they're doing up there through corn country. You never know what you're going to read when you go through that. But Iowa can raise some corn, that's for sure. About 3.4% of the 11-state region that includes Iowa and Illinois, the biggest producers of both crops in the U.S., were suffering from some sort of drought as of August 19th. Sales of corn for exports for 25-26 marketing year that started on this starts coming up next week, or sorry, be what, a week from this coming Monday, September 1st, were both robust at 2.86 million tons. That's up from 2.05 million tons a week earlier. Soybean sales totaled 1.14 million tons, up narrowly from 1.13 million tons the previous week. And let's see here. Here we go. Overnight wheat for September delivery fell 3 cents to 5.26 and 3/4 cents a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade. Kansas City overnight was down 2 1/4 to 5.23 and 3/4 cents a bushel. Corn futures for December delivery fell 0.75 cents to $4.11 a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery came up 0.75 cents to 10.56 and 3/4 a bushel. Soy meal was down 40 cents to 293.80 a short ton, and soybean oil lost 0.02 cents to 53.85 cents a pound. Red meat production in the U.S. fell year over year on steady decline in beef and pork output, according to the USDA in its monthly report. Commercial meat output totaled 4.36 billion pounds in July. That's down 4% from last year. Beef production was down 4% to 2.18 billion pounds. About 2.54 million head of cattle were slaughtered last month, a 7% drop from July of 2024. This explains why the board's up today on beef. Live weights, however, were up 30 pounds to 1,410 pounds. Pork production also fell 4%. It says fill here, but I'm pretty sure it's fail, dropping to 2.16 billion pounds. Hog slaughter was reported at 10.3 million head, a 4% year-over-year decline as average weights were down to 282 pounds per hog. Veal production plunged 37% on annual basis to 2.1 million pounds, and lamb and mutton output lost 2% to 11.1 million pounds. Commercial red meat production in the first 7 months of the year was down 2% year-over-year to 31.1 billion pounds. Beef output from January through July fell 3%, and pork production was down 1%, according to this. Let's see here. Not much going on in our weather. A little bit of flooding maybe in South Dakota, eastern South Dakota, and some rains in North Dakota and in western Minnesota. Other than that, not much going on with our weather. And I keep seeing it. I don't want to get people's hopes up very much, but they said the next 15 days now, according to some weather predictions, in western Oklahoma, we could see anywhere from 2 to 7 inches of rain in the next 15 days, 2 to 3 to 4 inches next week. So get that wheat in the ground. Get that Truticale in the ground. Get ready. So, yeah, so exciting times. Hopefully they're right. Hopefully we get something out of it. It'd be really cool to have the ponds full going into the winter. All right, let's go ahead and take a Wheeler General Store break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts, all the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
Cattle producers need cattle buyers. Buyers go where they'll know they'll get good stuff. That's why cattle buyers go 4 miles east to Clinton, Oklahoma every Monday morning. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction brings multiple feeder calf and cow buyers every week. This helps producers get the top of the market. That's why it's such a good place to bring your animals. WestOKLivestockAuction.com has the details. The sale every Monday morning at 10 o'clock. Has the beef.
When you're out working in the shop and the garage this summer, stay comfortable with a Portacool Apex cooler. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton has compact spot coolers for the garage. They've also got high-powered units that cool up to 6,500 square feet. Each unit blasts cool air up to 60 feet and connects to your phone with the CoolSync app for remote control. They're quiet, efficient, and tough with a lifetime warranty on molded housings. Swing by your local Napa and get your Portacool Apex cooler and stay comfortable while you work this summer.
You're so busy out on the farm, you don't run into town unless you absolutely have to. The folks on the east side of Wheeler make it easier for you to stay on the farm. They'll deliver high pro feed in bulk to your place. They deliver bulk feed in 5 states. They're used to it. But if you're in town, stop in and ask about lick tubs and talk to them about fertilizer. They've got plenty of that too. Your cattle and crops don't have better friends than the folks at the Wheeler General Store. Sure, they're on Facebook, but mostly they're on Highway 152 on the east side of Wheeler. That's Wheeler General Store.
This season, Army Worm, better watch out. Because your wheat is protected by Lumavia CPL insecticide seed treatment with a unique mode of action that starts at the seed, then moves through the plant to protect it from roots to shoots for strong stand establishment and better yield potential. Army Worms, you're out of here. Learn more at Corteva.us/LumaviaCPL.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Lipscomb, Texas, 88 degrees, heat index of 88. Humidity's 38%, dew point 60. The winds are out of the northeast at 5 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 7. I don't even know why I said that. Month-to-date precipitation, 2.04 inches of rain, 8-inch soil temperature, 80 degrees. There you have it. Okay, let's check out the Central Crop Care Grain Market Update real quick. And, guys, the Central Crop Care out of Hobart, Oklahoma, started sponsoring the Grain Market Update every day on my show. He's got two really, really nice spray rigs down there, and it's that season. Need some coming up for cotton. You need some defoliation, you need some liquid fertilizer put down, you need some herbicides put down. He's your man. Check him out at 580-530-1032. Keith Layton, 580-530-1032. And there's an ad in the Penny News. Also, you need to find his number. Easy to find in the Penny News. Came out this week. All right. September corn, 386, down a half. December's down a quarter at 411. Soybeans for September, 1039, up 4 3/4. November's up 5 1/4 at 1061. Soybean meal, September, 296.60, down 20 cents. October's down $1.90 at 288.10. Soybean oil, September, 55.36, up 1.72 pennies. Hard red winter wheat, September, 498, down 5 1/4. December, 521, down 5 even. And the cattle, just going crazy again. Live cattle for October, 237.02 up 230. December's 238.60 up 220. February is 239.67 up 190. Feeders for September, 361.92 up 390. October's 361.60 up 350. November's 360 even up $3.35. Lean hogs are up for a change today. October, 91.40 up 147. December, 84. 45 up $1.35. All right, here we go. All right, let's just go to the Today in Ag text line and see what kind of responses I've got asking about what your thoughts are on Cracker Barrel doing their thing. So let's see here. The CEO of Target just resigned. I like the old logo at Cracker Barrel, but don't think it's going to change anything in my life that they're changing it. Too much attention will give life to this craziness. Besides, I can't remember the old logo. I just look for the rocking chairs. That Masama, that is a very Masama. It's a very good, point. A barrel and a couple of rocking chairs in the front. That's all I care about. They do have some big old biscuits, though. Okay, let's see here. You guys probably seen this if you go on social media very much. You might have seen it on RFD TV early this morning. Thoughts and prayers goes out for all these workers that died at a dairy farm in Colorado. 6 people died in an accident. Fire crews were dispatched to a dairy farm in Weld County on Wednesday evening for a confined space rescue. Southeast Weld Fire District Chief Tom Beach said in a statement, crews responded and took appropriate precautions to enter the confined space to perform rescue operations, Beach said in a statement on Thursday. Unfortunately, his fire people recovered 6 individuals from that space. No additional details on the incident has been released that I've seen. I checked on it today. Of course, OSHA will be out there investigating. This dairy farm was located in Kingsburg. It's a rural area about 45 miles northeast of Denver. So more comes out on it, I'll see if I'll follow up on it. The Weld County Sheriff's Office said there's not to believe to be any criminal element involved in this deal. And the reason why I'm talking about this story on our show down here in Western Oklahoma in the Texas Panhandle, guys, it's that time of the year. We're getting in the granaries and we're cleaning them out, getting seed ready, and just being around a lot of stuff. Just be careful and make sure somebody's always outside whatever you're doing in a confined space and the oil fill. You and not believe the paperwork involved just to get in there. So got to have a confined space permit. And I know on the ag side, out on the farm or the ranch, that ain't going to happen around here, especially when they're just one person, maybe two. But just please be safe out there and use common sense when you're in your granaries cleaning them out or whatever you're doing with them. So I just wanted to put that in there for you. Let's see here. U.S. beef imports help balance domestic lean and fat trimming supplies. The key shift is now not just fewer cows, but also heavier fed cattle carcasses producing more fat trim. Together, those changes tilt the U.S. trim supply towards fat. Domestic lean trim supplies are down because of lower cow slaughter through June, according to this report. Combined beef and dairy cow slaughter is down 13%. translating into an estimated 10% decline in domestic lean trimmings production. Lean trimmings from cull cows and bulls are the primary sources of 85s and 90s used in ground beef. At the same time, fed steer and heifer dressed weights remain very high. Through June, fed cattle slaughter down is 4%, but dressed steer weights are up 3%, adding more pounds of fat trim. The net result is a trim market which has less lean and more fat. With cow slaughter down and fed cattle dress weights up, imports of lean trim become essential. So far in 2025, imports are sharply higher, up 28% in June and 33% year to date, and most of these imports are lean trimmings. Brazil was the leading source through the first half of the year, accounting for 25% of total U.S. beef imports, though tariff increases will limit volumes going forward. This places more emphasis on suppliers such as Australia and New Zealand, which year-to-date imports are up 35 and 8% respectively. Imports of lean trim help balance the U.S. beef trimmings market. Otherwise, an adjustment occurs through higher prices that rations limited lean trim across end users. This means higher ground beef prices for consumers. There you go. That's the big point. I know quite a few guys complain about we don't need to be getting any beef from outside the U.S. And we really don't. We get these trimmings, and we got to have them, because we don't have enough trimmings on our beef here to put in there to make this hamburger meat, blah, blah, blah. So that's one of the reasons. And I don't know if I'm seeing it wrong. I talked to some ranchers that say I'm looking at it correctly. We need those trimmings. But you put a combination of these trimmings, like coming from Brazil, and JBS being owned by Brazilians, so everybody assumes it's a big game. Well, it's business. And, you know, they're smart enough to have cattle down there, and they send the trimmings up here. And so, I don't know. It's just, we got to have it. We got to have trade. And I think we're finding that out. We're having all these tariffs deals. Deals are being made. I could just imagine some of the deals being made to get the tariffs lowered or whatever and trimmed. I don't know. But so, just, what's you guys' thoughts on the getting beef from outside of the U.S., majority of it being trimmings? They're not going to send steaks Brazil or Mexico, or I guess I shouldn't say Mexico, but they're any of these other countries, they're not going to send T-bone steaks to Texas and Oklahoma. We got our own. But trimmings is a major plus when grounding hamburger meat up and stuff like that. So what's you guys' thoughts on it? And I don't want to cause a ruckus. It's just, we're talking about it. The show's real. Let's talk about it. And I won't debate it with you or argue with you. I just give you my thoughts, and you don't have to call me stupid or nothing like that. Just, okay, Jimmy, there's your thoughts. Here's my thoughts. And that Today in Ag text line is wide open at 580-225-9697. While we're here, it is the Wheeler General Store happy hour. Let's take a Wheeler General Store break. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
Reap the rewards of buying a new zero-turn mower from DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City. You'll enjoy discounted cash prices or financing with approved credit. A free t-shirt and cap, DJ's discounts, and a large selection of in-stock blades, belts, and OEM parts. They'll take care of any warranty work that needs to be done, and you'll have the peace of mind that comes with making a purchase from a business you know and trust. DJ's is your authorized Spartan, Cub Cadet, and Hustler mower dealer located on South Main in Elk City.
Meet AgSense 365 from Valley. They've combined their best in-class remote irrigation management applications into one powerful platform. Easily manage everything from pivots to pumps and more anytime, anywhere, all with AgSense 365. Contact Knutson Irrigation at 1-800-373-9325 today to learn more about AgSense 365, the most intuitive app for remote irrigation management. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh, man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind.
I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, August 15th. 1,694 head were sold. 11 head of steers at 410 brought 515. 7 at 524 brought 414. 10 at 556 brought 410. 20 at 587 brought 357. 9 at 621 brought 403. 27 at 951 brought 310.50. 6 head of heifers at 398 brought 447.50, 4 at 486 brought 405, 12 at 510 brought 390, 9 at 526 brought 374, 7 at 587 brought 345, 11 at 596 brought 360, 12 at 661 brought 340, butcher cows were 40 to 187, butcher bulls brought 138 to 208, red cows were 1500 to 4000, fifth pairs brought 3200 to 4700, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sell every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Why do I need to pause between the cracker and the barrel? Oh, my wife, the school teacher, is on me today. Let's check out some weather for northwestern Oklahoma. Ag weather, that is. Let's head out there and way out there in the panhandle of Oklahoma to Eva. 88, feels like 86. Dew point's 52, humidity's 29. Southwest winds 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 17. 83 is the bare soil temperature, 4 inches for 3 days. Sunset at 8:31, 93 and sunny, 64 tonight, and 87 tomorrow. It's cooling down. It's going to be chilly. Get your hoodie out. Okay, let's see here. What do we got going on here? I need to remind people something. Oh, the auction tomorrow. The elite auction's happening here at Elk City at 10 a.m. tomorrow. They got a lot of equipment out there. I drove by there this morning when I took those calves to the sale barn. Looks good. So that starts at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Find out more about it. If you ain't got a chance to come down here and look at it, go to www.eliteauctionco. Elite Auction Co. Like company. EliteAuctionCO.com. Check it out there. All right. I've been waiting for one of these articles to come out. 3 conscient ways for ranchers to spend profits. Attaining ranch profitability is a hot, or not attending, golly, attaining ranch profitability is a hot topic. But what about how to use it and invest those profits? This is not what you're going to think it is, but it did throw what you were thinking about in this conversation, and they said you may need to reconsider. You know what I mean? You figure it out here. For most cow-calf producers, 2 out of 10 years are good years. 4 to 5 years are okay, and the rest are pretty tough financially, said Aaron Berger, Beef Systems Extension Educator for the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. We are in season now where many cow-calf producers are going to experience profitability. Those dollars can be invested in a variety of areas that are beneficial in the long run, but they also can be easily be, or not, they can also easily be misused in an effort to avoid paying taxes. One temptation with profit is to avoid taxes, which results in purchasing equipment or cattle, he says. I encourage ranchers to take a step back and look at the bigger picture to see if that's truly your best option. Knowing where to spend ranch profits starts by looking at the books. Visit with your accountant early to see where you stand financially, he says. This gives you time to think through the best ways to invest profits and still be in with your taxes. Be cool. Berger suggests that 3 areas to consider spending your profits: people, retirement, and hard investments. And what he means by people is Jimmy Clark. And you guys want to invest into Jimmy Clark, I'll give you my routing number, my bank account number, and you can deposit some money in there. That's how you spend that. Investing in people can mean putting resources into yourself, your family, or even your employees. Take a trip, tour other operations, attend a class, or even start working on your estate plan, he says. Investing in people's rewarding and pays off in the long run. Hiring someone can be also be a smart use of profits. Are you in a situation to truly understand what's happening with each enterprise, he asked. Maybe this year you can afford to start hiring someone to do bookkeeping or other administrative tasks for you. A consultant might be another wise choice. Who can I hire to give me an unbiased views of the strengths and weaknesses of my operation? Berger says, it's easy for us to look at the neighbor's place and wonder how they can't see certain things, but we can also become blind to what's happening with our own operations. Accounts. So many times ranchers are just trying to be profitable and don't know what to do when they are, Berger says. Think about ways you can use profits for both retirement and to give you access to more capital. Find a financial expert you trust to help you understand which types of accounts will help you reach your long-term goals, including transition planning. And banker's one of them. Often we all have our capital tied up in hard assets instead of cash. Berger says having money in an individual 401k or similar accounts can make the transition out of production agriculture smoother because you are relying on the next generation to completely buy you out right away. Hard investments in equipment and technology can move ranches forward when done strategically. Water development is a great place to invest your dollars, Berger says. Water is the first limiting factor to improve grazing development, which has a long-term impact on feed cost and profit. Other technologies to include water monitoring system. That's a new word for Jim Bonnick's, water. That means water monitoring. Virtual fencing, livestock scales, buying commodities in bulk, handling and loadout facilities, generators for power outages, or even forage seeding. Hard investments can also include experimenting with new enterprises. What other enterprise would complement current ones, and how could you use ranch profits to explore those? Think creatively and look at the out-of-the-box business models that are working for other producers. There are plenty of options for ranchers to consider. Make investments now that have longer-term benefits. Berger says, honestly, sometimes the best thing you can do is pay more in taxes so you can keep some cash in hand. However, this needs to be done strategically. He wraps it up best. If there's one thing folks remember, it should not be wait till December to explore different areas to invest their profits. Pretty good advice there. I know a lot of people that, like right now, won't sell their cattle till next December or next January because they don't want to pay taxes and stuff. With as high as cattle is, according to, I listened to this podcast this morning when I was coming into town from this guy, so there's some stuff that are not written in this article. Not paying taxes till next January or not selling cattle till next January. This might be a year, he said, as high as cattle is and the profit you will have with your cow-calf operation, go ahead and pay the taxes because you're way high right now on cattle prices. Just go ahead and pay the taxes now. Get caught up and quit delaying this. And then hopefully you got some cash left in December. And maybe you do get to buy a new go-to-church truck or whatever. But he's talking about that. This might be the year just get caught up on your taxes. And it's a good year when you have to pay taxes. I mean, that means you made some money is what he was saying. All right, let's take a Wheeler General Store break. And we will be right back after this break.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-82 radial tires and get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
Money may not buy happiness, but it can buy a bag of cotton candy, a burger, a rodeo ticket, and the chance to see some pretty darn good bull riding, barrel racing, and all the other rodeo events too. Hi everybody, Wayne Brooks here inviting you to the Rodeo of Champions in Elk City August 29th, 30th, and 31st to watch the best rodeo action around. Brought to you by Barbara Dyson Ford. Get your tickets online at elkcityrodeo.com. It's the Elk City Rodeo August 29th, 30th, and 31st. See you there.
It's Galleria Furniture's 20th anniversary, and we're celebrating with up to 20% off store-wide. With trusted brands like FlexSteel, Ico, Serta, and Spring Air, why shop anywhere else? 20 years, up to 20% off. You don't want to miss a sale this big. From my family to yours, thank you, Oklahoma. And remember, we'll beat any competitor's price, or it's yours for free. Come celebrate 20 years with us at our Elk City location, next to Tractor Supply, where friends don't let friends pay retail.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills, would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
My papa started Hutton Inc. in 1983.
And now our uncle runs it just like papa did.
We're learning the ropes too, because this isn't just dirt work, it's family legacy.
From GPS guided earthwork to excavation, house and building pads, topsoil and aggregate sales, drainage repair, forklift and man lift rentals, Hutton Inc. does it all.
Three generations strong, we move the earth and your future.
Call Hutt and Inc. at 580-225-0225.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Finally heard from up north. My buyside man says, don't make no difference to me. I'm not mad. Don't like Cracker Barrel anyway. All right. Lone Wolf America. 92 degrees feels like 90. Heat risk is low. Humidity's 55. Humidity's 29. Dew point's 55. Winds are out of the east at 8 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 88 degrees. Sunset at 8:18. Sunny and 95. Clear and 68. And tomorrow, mañana, 96 degrees and mostly sunny. It's going to be a little warm tomorrow, but the winds are going to be out of the north-northwest from, 8 to 12 miles an hour. Very interesting. So I'm excited. I'm getting more excited. I got a meeting with the wildlife department next week. So starting either won't be the first Monday of September because that's Labor Day, maybe the following day, Tuesday or the following Monday. But every first Monday of the month now on the Today in Ag show is going to be a full hour of talking with wild research biologists from the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife, and we're going to be talking about fisheries, we're going to be talking about mule deer, we're going to be talking about antelopes, we're going to be talking about whitetails, we're going to be talking about quail, turkey, maybe some predators, but it's going to be a research biologist that'll be on my show. And Candace and I decided we were naming that hour. We're going to call it Learning, Hunting, and Fishing with Jimmy. And that'll be the first Monday of every month from now on, unless the wildlife department fires me or something. I don't know. So I got with them. We got a meeting with them next week to finalize everything. So I'm really excited about it because I listened to one of their fishery biologists talk one night while I was, what was I doing? Oh, I was sowing a cover crop over there on that 80, and I never turned the radio off. I listened to that whole thing. It was just a great conversation and interesting stuff. So that's coming to Today in Ag, starting either next month or first in October. So we'll know more next week. So I'm excited about that. All right, let's see here. I seen this. Finally, somebody did a study on weaning. So this, I've seen this in the feedlot website, weaning tips for healthy calves. And I was always wondered if somebody experimented with different timing on their vaccinations and putting stress on weaning calves and stuff. Sure enough, this thing popped up. Finding ways to reduce stress at weaning, keeping calves calm and eating is key to minimize sickness. There are many ways to wean. Every ranch does it a little different depending on herd size, facilities, feed, and labor availability. But the goal is to get calves through the transition as smoothly as possible. Dr. David Barnard, he's a beef extension specialist at Oregon State University, says stress, especially if compounded by multiple factors, often results in illness or lower weight gain, one decreased profit for the producer or whoever has the calf later. Our research demonstrated that for each 1/10 of a pound gain during the receiving period, that's above the stress calves, there was almost a 20-pound increase in hot carcass weight at the end of the finishing period. How about that? Timing of vaccination is also a factor. One of our graduate students did a study, and this is the one that I was interested in, published in the Journal of Animal Science, looking at three different vaccination timings. The first was vaccination at weaning, and then a booster 30 days later at feedlot entry. The second was vaccination 15 days before weaning, and a booster 30 days later, 15 days before the feedlot entry. The third was vaccination at 15 days after weaning and a booster 30 days later that puts it at 15 days after the feedlot entry. Most producers vaccinate at weaning because that's when they have their hands on those calves. So we wanted to see if calves benefit from that vaccination compared with earlier or later vaccination, since stress and weaning can hinder ability to mount immune response. The early vaccination 15 days before weaning and booster 15 days before feedlot entry resulted in better gain, and those calves developed better immune response. They had their vaccinations earlier than the controlled group and the delayed group, so immune response has greater chance to develop before going into the feedlot. Earlier vaccination had a benefit, but this means you have to get them in ahead of weaning, he says. Jared Judy of Judy Ranches near Blackfoot, Idaho, is part of the family operation with 1,300 mama cows, farming 1,200 acres. Calves are born in March, wean mid-October, and usually shipped in late December. Every calf is fed at least 45 days, usually 60 days, before shipping. If they haven't already been vaccinated when we bring them to our feed pens, we vaccinate them the day they get off the trucks. We start them in small pens so they don't have a lot of room to walk around. If pens are too big, calves run back and forth a lot, especially if the cows are nearby, in smaller pens for the first few days. They can't just walk and walk and walk. After they settle down, we graduate them into the feedlot. We keep them good quality long-term stem grass hay in front of them the first week, something they are used to eating. Sudden change create more stress. After the calves go into the feedlot, they are on the same kind of feed at first. Then their ration is changed gradually over a couple weeks to corn silage and chopped hay. Water is important. If calves aren't drinking, they don't eat much. Our water troughs and weaning pans are along the fence so they can find the water as they pace the fence. The most important thing is getting them back on feed and water as quickly as possible. If they are not as stressed nutritionally and emotionally, they are able to mount better immunity when vaccinated. We generally split steers from heifers when they get off the truck. We keep them the steers in our feedlot and the heifers on grass pasture. They do very well weaned on grass and are not set back too much. It's amazing how soon it takes the ball out of them. If they have good green grass, they don't travel as much. They can just eat and keep gaining, he says. With a large number of calves to wean, it's not as easy to do fence line weaning or two-stage weaning with nose flaps. One thing we often do with older cull cows, we plan to sell them home rather, or send them to summer pasture and sell these cows earlier, end of August, early September, when cull cow prices are high. We leave their calves in the pasture where they've been and send the cows to the market. The calves are still in their familiar place on good grass with the buddies they grew up with and don't miss their mommies too much. It really helps to keep them, keep their feed as familiar as possible, minimize stress. Good vaccination program also pays. Our calves are vaccinated at branding, and we give them modified live virus vaccine to prevent the most common respiratory diseases. A good mineral package is also important, especially when feed is dry. This makes up any deficit, since balanced nutrition is crucial to good health and a strong immune system. It helps to save your best pastures for calving at weaning. I agree with that. And depending on the type of grass, there may be the best thing you can feed them. Green grass is better than hay nutritionally and is not as dusty. Another strategy is to bring cows and calves into the area where you can feed them a few days. The calves mimic mama and eat what she eats, and the cows teach the calves how to eat from a bunk and drink from a trough. And that's where you can put them on the system of feeding them in the feeders. Give them a little bit. We put feed in ours starting at 2 weeks old, and they're little troughs out there where the calves can get to them and the mama can't. And this makes it a whole lot easier. All right, Cool Beans, man. I hope you guys enjoyed it this week. Another week gone by on in Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Let's go ahead and let's see. I'm going to check the market real quick, the Central Crop Care market update, see if cattle are still going crazy. And they are. October lives are 237.87, up 315. December's 239.20, up 280. September feeders 362.57, up $4.55. October's 362, up 420. And November's 360.65, up 4. Yeehaw! Have a great day. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.